You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor are the wonderful folks at Aloe Fiber, and we're also sponsored by Jerry Lemons and the amazing crew at Lemons Heating and Cooling here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. If you guys give me just a minute, you know the drill. I need to pay some bills. Aloe Fiber offers 100% fiber optic connections for home, internet, TV, and phone service options. It's the best there is. Trust me. I know these things. You can visit them at alofiber.com. Visit them at 808 9th Street in Greeley or call 970-503-5055. No buffering, no lag, no death circles, just crazy fast internet speeds. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling, from helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property. Trust you're in the best of hands when you work with us. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com for more information. Thank you for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. It is Monday, March 2nd. We're in a new month already. Kind of hard to believe. Today, warm. It feels more like May than it will March. Highs are going to get into the 70s today, and that's because southwest flow is going to increase ahead of a stormy storm that's going to move out of southern Wyoming and transverse, if that is a word. I'm pretty sure that's a word, across northern portions of Colorado during the day on Tuesday. And what that's going to bring is areas of snowfall in the central and northern mountains, a few scattered light rain showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm on the western slope. And then for portions of the Front Range, I-25 corridor and the eastern plains, especially north of I-70, we'll see areas of rain showers develop, maybe a couple of thunderstorms that produce gusty winds and lightning late Tuesday morning and going into Tuesday afternoon. Initial thoughts that this storm would be stronger and trend more south have all but evaporated in the forecast models. We continue to trend north and we continue to trend slightly weaker. So while this will bring some beneficial moisture to areas that desperately need it, unfortunately, it's not going to come for everybody. The further south you travel, obviously, especially south of I-70 going into southern Colorado, the drier it is going to be on Tuesday, especially ahead of the front where many of you will climb into the 60s and 70s once again. Storm's pretty much out of here as we head into Wednesday morning. We're dry for Wednesday, and then Thursday going into Friday, another front is going to come through. This one's going to be slightly colder than Tuesday's storm. So another shot of mountain snow should be expected with winter driving conditions going over the higher mountain passes. And then the potential for some rain and snow showers down here at lower elevations. The model's kind of all over the place, not just with timing, but with potential impacts. So I'll need to look at a few more runs before I get a better idea of what Thursday into Friday is going to look like, and then more possible shenanigans over the weekend. But again, forecast model data has just had a really, really hard time this fall and winter resolving bias, handling the overall synoptic weather pattern. It's been a weird, very weird, strange fuzzicles kind of season. I mean, we can all agree on that. But I can only focus on what I have control over. And so I'll continue to be diligent and focus on the forecast models and provide all the information you guys need to make decisions, whether it's on outdoor plans or travel or anything that may be impacted by the weathers. So just enough to keep things interesting this week, but I'll keep my eyeballs on it. And of course, I'll update you like I always do on the book face, Denver and Front Range Weather Online, CodyTheWeatherGuy.com, Instagram and X at CodyTheWeatherGuy. Every Monday and Friday, when I'm not traveling or have a migraine like I do this morning, you can catch me with Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning NoCo show. And then finally, the Cody the Weather Guy podcast drops every single Monday on 1310kfka.com, and it's also available to download for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So again, just busy enough to keep things interesting this week. Keep checking in with me at 6:30 a.m. for every forecast update that posts each morning, and then I'll nowcast throughout the day as needed so that there aren't any surprises. You guys be safe, stay healthy, take care of each other. Don't be dum-dums, and we will talk again very, very soon. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Boop.